He swings and hits it high and deep left field. He's got a chance. Vargas over in the corner looking up. It's gone. Trey Turner blows it wide open with his sixth career grand slam.
An all-star shortstop keeps tormenting his old team. A Reds rookie is off to an extra special start to his career. And an AL East contender has gone from sunny days to a full swoon. From MLB.com, this is the Morning Lineup Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Castrovince. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, and we're going to tell you all about those stories, plus fill you in with everything else you need to know when talking about baseball today, including some I-70 intrigue and a Missouri twin bill. All that in under 10 minutes. Let's go. The Phillies and Dodgers have the two best records in the NL and a combined 13 All-Star selections, more than 40% of the NL roster. But over the course of the long season, stars come and go, and there was a lot of coming and going before and during the opener of the highly anticipated first matchup of these two clubs Tuesday night. The Dodgers placed All-Star starter Tyler Glasnow on the IL with back tightness. Then, as if the condition were contagious, Phillies All-Star Zach Wheeler came out of Tuesday's start after five innings with back tightness of his own. On the bright side, the Phillies activated both Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber off the IL. And after the Phils grabbed an early 1-0 lead against Bobby Miller, Schwarber came to bat with two on and two out in the third and quickly made his presence felt.
Swung on line to right center, a base hit. Two runs will come home. Schwarber trying for two, and he's going to be out by about 10 feet. But he does drive home two runs with the single.
But the biggest star of all in this game was Trey Turner. Remember when the Dodgers let him walk after 2022? They've been sort of scrambling at short ever since, ultimately opting to move Mookie Betts to the position this year. Right now, Mookie's on the shelf with a broken hand, and Turner keeps sticking it to his old squad. With the Phillies up 4-0 in the fourth, Turner came to bat with the bases loaded.
Fly ball, left field, going back Vargas, toward the wall, it is gone! Grand slam, Trey Turner! 8-0 Phillies!
With a three-hit night Tuesday, Turner is now 12-for-29 with two homers and seven runs scored in seven games against the Dodgers since joining the Phillies. And with five homers and 15 RBI in his last seven games overall, Turner is a star among stars. Rhys Hines was a second-round draft pick by the Reds 5 years ago, is not among MLB's top 100 prospects, and wears number 77. What we're saying is that Rhys Hines did not come to the big leagues this week brandished as the next big thing, but in just two games at the highest level, he has already done what nobody has done before. In his debut against the Rockies on Monday night, the 23-year-old Hines banged out two extra base hits, including a 449-foot homer that was the second longest by a player in his debut since StatCast began measuring distances in 2015. And on Tuesday night, Hines again brought the hurt. He doubled in the fourth inning, and his Reds were up 6-4 in the fifth when he came to bat with a runner aboard.
There's a bullet down the right field line. Fair, headed for the corner. Another double on the way for Hines. He might have three as it kicks away from Goodman. Hines on his way to third, and he'll make it standing with a triple as Stevenson scores, stretching the Reds' lead to 3-7-4.
Then, in the seventh, Hines made history.
Oh, my goodness! Destroyed! That went beyond the K-signs in the upper deck! Rhys Hines makes baseball history! The first man ever to launch five extra base hits in his first two games! And there is no doubt!
With that 458-foot shot to the second deck, Hines became the first player since at least 1901 with five extra base hits in his first two games, according to MLB.com's Sarah Langs. The only thing Hines couldn't do in the Reds' 12-6 win over the Rocks was complete the cycle. He finished a single shy. Yeah, apparently, Rhys Hines just doesn't hit singles. The New York Yankees have become swoon specialists. That's after the break. The summer swoon is right up there with the yips in terms of dreaded developments, as the Yankees know too well. In 2022, they started out 61-23 before limping into the playoffs with a 38-40 record the rest of the way. Last year, they were 36-25 before finishing 46-55 and missing the playoffs altogether. Now, it's another rut. As of the morning of June 14th, the Yanks had the best record in MLB. Since then, they haven't won any of their last seven series, and they've gone from 2.5 games up in the AL East to 3 games back of the Orioles. Who's managing this club? Aaron Swoon? It's general manager Brian Cashman who has to decide how this swoon affects the club's trade deadline plans. And before the Yankees opened a series in Tampa Bay on Tuesday, Cashman spoke with reporters.
It's just been a struggle, obviously. So, thankfully we got out of the gates really strong, hopefully, that cushion will allow us to work through this hopefully sooner than later because it's gone on long enough. But it's been a tough stretch for us.
You know who doesn't think the Yankees swoon has gone on long enough? The Rays. After the Yankees grabbed a 1-0 lead in the top of the first Tuesday, Yandy Diaz, Randy Arozarena, and Ahmed Rosario strung together 3 straight hits to lead off the bottom of the inning against Carlos Rodon. Then up stepped newly named All-Star Isak Paredes.
And there's a shot! High and deep to left, and that baby's gone! Home run, Isak Paredes! A 3-run blast for Paredes, his 15th home run of the year. And just like that, the Rays have a 4-1 lead.
The Rays held on for a 5-3 win. And for the Yankees, this ongoing swoon must end soon. Here's what else was happening around baseball yesterday. Jose Ramirez announced he'll compete in Monday's Home Run Derby, then banged out 3 hits with 3 walks in the Guardians' 9-8 win over the Tigers. Chris Sale continued his bid for his first career Cy Young with 9 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings in the Braves' 6-2 win over the D-backs. The red-hot Rangers won their 5th straight with a 5-4 victory over the Angels to pull within 5.5 games of the Mariners in the AL West. And speaking of the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez had 4 hits and a homer in an 8-3 win over the Padres. Hot-hitting Cubs outfielder Ian Happ hammered a 3-run homer to Utah Street in Chicago's 9-2 win over the Orioles at Camden Yards. Arguable all-star snubs Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor both went deep in the Mets' 7-5 win over the Nationals. Head to MLB.com for the rest of Tuesday's scores. Coming up later today, a meaty Missouri matchup. They call Missouri the Show Me State, and the Royals and Cardinals are really showing us something this season. The Cardinals have risen from last place in the NL Central to post the NL's best record since May 16th, and the Royals have risen from 106 losses last year to playoff contention this year. This could be the first year since 2015 that both Missouri clubs reach October, as the Royals and Cardinals both sit 6 games over 500, entering their battle at Busch Stadium. Thanks to a rainout Tuesday, this 2-game series is now a doubleheader that begins at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Time when the Cardinals' Andre Pallante starts opposite the Royals' Alec Marsh and wraps up with a 7:45 p.m. nightcap in which the Cards' Sonny Gray opposes fellow veteran Michael Wacha. Which Show Me squad will put on a show? Tune in on MLB.tv to find out. And for you true baseball bingers, MLB Network will be airing Twins at White Sox at 2:10 p.m. and Blue Jays at Giants at 9:45 p.m. That's all for today's morning lineup. Thanks for listening. Please be sure to give us a rating and a review. Share this episode with the baseball lovers in your life and enjoy all the games today.